Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Max, yes, just talking with your friend and our friend Nate Dahman, the quality control coach for the Twins. Boy, Nate, the last couple years has been vital in that organization, and especially when they got together and decided to kind of change the routine in spring training, which you got to see up close and personal last year, and now they got to do it again with this coronavirus season.
Oh, Nate's going to be busy, former Hamlin Piper catcher. Nate logged some innings for them, and he's been with the Twins for a long time now. And, the organization of this. Now, the good thing is at Target Field, they've got, when they train, they've got access to 4 mounds in the bullpens because they've got the visiting team and the home team. And then they've got the one that's used for the main game. So they've really got 5 mounds that they can work off of. And that should be ample, but the scheduling of it is such that they're going to try to spread these guys out and whatnot and make sure that, you know, everybody got to get their work in and do it in such a way that I think the coaches are the ones that are going to have some long days as they evaluate these guys, because they don't want them all in the bullpen at one time and all those things. And Nate will be responsible for some of that. And catching different guys, you can never have, if you know Dave, enough catchers. Some guys want to squat and sit in his heat for all day. Can you imagine, at one time, remember they were talking about reopening and just doing it in Florida and Arizona. How hot would that have been if they'd have gone back down there and said, okay, 3 weeks in Florida or Arizona training, getting ready for the season. The season will be played in Florida, Arizona as well. When I heard that, I said, I kind of get it, but holy cow, would that have been hot.
Yeah, well, the hot days in Legion ball and high school ball, the starting catcher, and they take the scrubs like us that didn't catch, and we'd have to go in there and handle all the practices because they didn't want to wear out the good catcher.
Grab a mitt, make sure you got a cup.
Yeah. Put it, what's a cup? Don't worry about it. You'll be okay.
Oh, yeah. Now I know.
Maya Moore is quite a story.
She is quite a story. Sticking up for social justice now on her own. I mean, I'm never quite sure, you know, I remember when I got the word that she was going to leave the Lynx, I'm never quite sure what all the details were behind that. But she has not, since she left basketball, she has not stood idly still. And she keeps on fighting, particularly one case there in Kansas, to try to get someone freed. But she's on to something. She's always been a class act, classy person. You talk to, you know, Jim Peterson and the people that worked with her on a daily basis, and they just said she just had such a poise about her and was able to handle a lot of situations. And, you know, her and Lindsey Whalen and Simone Augustus were kind of the key to that whole thing, that whole run. The way that they handled, the way they played with each other as well, you know, to be able to give up of themselves. And she was certainly able to do that and was an MVP as well. But now she, it's pretty cool when somebody leaves something, but they don't leave life. They don't just check out. They stay engaged and they do something that they think is, in this case, maybe she feels even more important. And I'm sure it's going to lead to some more things for her, because if she can do this, she can do a lot. And she can set an example for a lot of people on what they can do, athletes and beyond.
The NFL is going to move back the exhibition play to August 20th instead of the 13th, I see.
Yeah, the Hall of Fame game had already been canceled, and now you're down to, what, 2 preseason games, which is something that they've talked about for a long time in collective bargaining, extending the regular season and lopping off a couple of exhibition games. But it does hurt them, because at the gate you paid the same as you do for regular season prices. So you lose that gate and you lose evaluations, and that's assuming that they come back on time, that everything goes according to plan. But it is a little bit, you know, especially that sport of football, it's just a little, you get a little sheepish when every day you just see they're moving a little bit, they're moving a little bit. You know, it started with we can't do mini camps, we can't do this, we can't do that. And I know they're planning for September, I think it's 13th is the opener, or 12th, whatever it is, right around there where the season's supposed to open. And I know they're bent on trying to do that. But, guy, you do get a little bit concerned and queasy when every day it seems like they're taking a little bigger chunk out of what would be the regular, you know, routine of training camp.
NCAA infractions case against Kansas men's basketball program has been accepted into a newly created independent investigation process, Mike, that was created for this complex case and cases like it. But these are pretty big violations. These are level one violations. And that's part of that FBI investigation. It'll be interesting to see what happens with Kansas's program, which has been out of the news because of the pandemic stuff.
Yes, and Kansas has been mentioned when all this stuff started to surface. You kept hearing Kansas. You kept hearing Kansas. You kept hearing that. And it's taken them a while to kind of get around to what they're going to do with it, because we thought that we'd know more about the charges levied against these programs a while back, and that hasn't happened. But, you know, you take the case of the Hurt kid out of Rochester who had it down to Kansas and Duke. At that time, everybody said, hey, be wary of Kansas because they might get whatever it is they're going to get. And I think that probably swayed him to Duke. So this has already had an effect previous to this because the rumors have been swirling for so long amongst the coaches and amongst the people inside basketball that, hey, Kansas is going to get theirs, Kansas is going to get theirs. Now, they do a lot of one-and-done players, obviously, at Kansas, but still, that's been, you know, you talk to people on the inside, the basketball coaches and whatnot, and, you know, that come through here and that you get to know, and Kansas always gets benched when they say they're going to be one of the first ones to go if this thing goes down, and obviously now it's starting to.
Hey, are the football players in camp at the University of Minnesota yet?
Well, so they can, you know, guys can move back to campus, as I understand it, and they can train on their own limits. I don't know if they can use the facilities over there yet or not, the weight facilities and whatnot. The Vikings are training. They got like 20 guys practicing together in Woodbury running offensive drills. So I don't know that the Gophers are allowed. As a team, they can't do much, I don't think. But they can come back to... And I don't even know if they can live in the dorms or if just in apartments. The basketball team is back, so I'm not sure how many football players can be there and what they're allowed to do right now. Anybody can train on their own because you can go to a health club, you can go to a personal trainer and whatnot. So you do at least have access to, and coaches can guide you in what they want to see you do. So it's not a lost cause. They can get a lot of stuff done here short of being together or being in summer school together.
All right, Maxie, you have a good day. We'll listen for you tonight at 6:30, and you're working tomorrow too, I assume.
Yep, today, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Yeah, I'll be working a lot this weekend, so yeah, I'll be around.
Can't get enough. That's how it is. Yeah, okay, Mike, I'll talk to you later. I'll look for you on Channel 4 and listen for you tonight here on CCO. Hey,
thanks, bye.
And I listened to you the other night driving back from Northfield, and I'm anxious to find out some of those people that, when you were first starting out, I was listening to those stories. That was really good radio. WCCO time is 8:46.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.